Okay, good morning, everybody. This is episode one of the Steve Will Do It podcast, the Steve Cast. Steve did it. Steve will do it. Brought to you by Happy Dad, brought to you by Hallerhead Whiskey. And yeah, this first episode, I have my co-host, which is my dog, Donald. He won't be saying much. And then I have my producer, which is my fiance, Selena. She's here in the back.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so she's just there. She's my producer. So let's get into this. Okay, so you guys are wondering, this is a Spotify audio only podcast and a Rumble video podcast as well. So if you guys are wondering why I'm wearing a suit, it's because we just got back from Vegas. I wore a suit for like the first time for fun. That has nothing to do with a wedding or a fucking school dance or any of that bullshit. I wore a suit for the first time, high stakes gambling with Dana White, and it felt good. It felt really fucking good to be in the suit. What do you think about the suit, Sel?
I like it. I think you look amazing. I think you need it in every color.
I know. I feel good in it. I feel good.
I think it brings good luck and
it brings
like good vibes because you won so much money in that suit wearing it the first time.
Yes, we won a ridiculous amount of money. One of the coolest things I've done is sit at a blackjack table with Dana White for like 8 to 12 hours and just gamble our minds off. And that is probably the most fun thing I've ever done / coolest thing that I've ever done. So just this weekend, I won roughly $110,000 playing blackjack, high stakes blackjack with Dana White. It was fucking amazing. And then from there, tipped out the casino like 10, 15 grand, like just employees. And then we took a private jet to Mammoth to snowboard. Cause the whole goal of the casino session was like, okay, we're gonna win big. And then we're gonna go take a private jet and go fucking catch some powder and snowboard. The snowboarding trip was amazing. But the best part about the snowboarding trip, do you remember that guy we met on the mountain? It was his name Tommy?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so we met this guy on the mountain, and it was the first person I've ever met that treats heroin like it's weed. Like, he was a recreational heroin smoker, and he said it was fucking awesome. He said he's not addicted.
But he said that he had, like, self-control. That's why he just did it recreationally. It's actually, like, you can get addicted to that shit. He said it was the best high he's ever felt over drinking, over smoking weed, over any of those drugs that everyone says is, like, the best thing ever. He said that heroin...
Yeah, he said
it was the best thing ever. Oh, I wonder what that feels like.
Yeah,
I wouldn't try it though.
He said it was amazing, and he says it's great to have sex on. And then he said, an interesting thing he said is he introduced his girlfriend to it. And then shortly after, you know,
they broke up,
they stopped talking, and he thinks that she got on the Harry train. But let's hope that's not the case, but we'll see. But anyway, shout out to the guy Tom on the mountain. It was a great experience. So I'm continuing to wear the suit today because we are about to go film a MasterChef episode. If you guys have not seen MasterChef, it's probably the greatest TV show in the world. And we are going to film for my Rumble channel a little MasterChef section where I'm giving away $30,000 to $50,000 of my casino winnings to someone that can make the best steak and the best mashed potatoes / vegetables. So that would be fun. Make sure to check out my Rumble. I upload Steve Will Do It videos every single week on Rumble. Because as you guys know, I was canceled from YouTube. What's your question?
Can I be a judge in that?
Yeah, you can be a judge.
Because you need three. Who else is doing it?
You can be a judge. 6ix9ine.
Me and 6ix9ine. Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you should talk more about MasterChef, though.
So the producer doesn't really talk.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But oh yeah, I upload on Rumble every single week, Thursday/Friday at 8:30 Eastern. Because I was canceled off of YouTube. Which is crazy. I never thought I would ever get canceled off of YouTube. But I think I fucked up big time by ever introducing any type of politics into my social media, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. I think a big mistake that I made was making a YouTube video where I bet a lot of money. I bet like $100,000 on President Trump winning the second election, and which is crazy. You can bet on who wins the presidency. But anyways, I had over $100,000 on President Trump, and I posted it on YouTube. I posted another YouTube video where I gifted President Trump a platinum Rolex, a presidential platinum Rolex. And I think that's where I fucked up big time. Because I think I got canceled for having... I have the influence of the youth. I really think I do. And I think that's like a big thing why Top G's in jail is because he has a massive audience that's all young people. And he's... And I guess what he's promoting doesn't go with the agenda of whoever the higher ups are. But yeah, Top G's in jail. What do you think about that, so? Because at first, you didn't like Top G.
I didn't like the... Yeah.
You didn't like Top G at first.
I didn't like him because I didn't actually like watch his content. I just would listen to what you said.
And then as when you watched him, you do like him.
I love him.
See, that is a female... saying I love Top G. I think Top G is gonna be I want to say I think he's gonna be fine, but also I think that he could potentially be fucked because I think there's powerful people that want him to shut the fuck up and to like not be out there, and this whole Elon Musk Twitter thing is not helping them because he was canceled on all platforms, and then Elon Musk comes out, buys Twitter, $44 fucking billion, and then Top G is now on Twitter, gains 4.5 million followers in like 1 month, which is incredible. But yeah, wishing the best for Top G. I really am wishing the best for Top G. He's a super nice guy. Him and his brother, super nice people. I think that, you know, I think he's getting fucked just because he has such an influence on people. So I think they want him to shut the fuck up. But we'll see how that plays out. There's a lot of shit happening right now. I mean, I don't know if you saw. Do you see that guy from the Buffalo Bills, DeMar? You see how he passed out in the field?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's sad to see. But it was even sadder for me because I had fucking money on DeMar on Prize Picks. Believe it or not, I actually did. And it's weird to see young athletes, professional athletes, passing out because it seems like it's becoming a common thing. But it kind of hurts a little bit more when you had money on them to perform well. You can't perform if you're fucking, you know, if you can't breathe. And that's a problem. But yeah, I'm happy he's doing well. He's recovered. They took out the breathing tube. But I think it's a very weird situation when you have all these fucking athletes falling down to the ground. And then it's like, when that happened... I had a very good friend of mine. I can't say his name. I don't want to say his name just because, you know, this guy gets a lot of shit for speaking out. But, I mean, I feel like we should look into this whole vaccine thing and all these athletes dropping because I don't think this is normal for people in tip-top shape to be dropping dead. And I feel like it's happening a lot, so... I had a good friend, who's a human biologist, scientist guy, and he says it's fucking weird how nobody is questioning anything about the vaccines when you have all these fucking athletes dropping dead. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying it's interesting, right? It's definitely something to look into. I think it's kind of odd athletes are dropping like flies. Yeah, I personally couldn't take the vaccine because I feel like I'm young and I do too much and spend too much money on my health to take anything like that. Like that's why I didn't do it. It wasn't that me not believing the people making the vaccine. I'm a big fan of Pfizer. I think they're doing great things. This podcast is actually sponsored by Pfizer. So make sure to get your booster, get triple booster, quadruple booster, brought to you by Pfizer. 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 I don't know if Sel, can you bring up that Logan Paul thing? Have you guys heard about Logan Paul? Apparently he is.
Wait.
You hear he's scamming his fans millions of dollars from this from a game called Crypto Zoo, I believe.
See that? Oh wait, didn't CoffeeZilla post that? CoffeeZilla.
We have.
I saw that on my YouTube For You page or whatever.
And we have. I have a history with CoffeeZilla. We'll get into that after. But the Logan Paul thing is fucking hilarious. It is so funny. Like it's probably the best thing ever because his fans, whoever bought into this Crypto Zoo, lost millions of dollars. Right? This guy CoffeeZilla makes a video on Logan Paul, and Logan Paul responds to CoffeeZilla with an incredible, incredible response. So his response was, "Hey, Coffee, I know all my fans lost millions of dollars, but did you do your research? Every single person I hired to work for me is a criminal." And he tried to turn it on CoffeeZilla, and it was hilarious because he's like, "It's not my fault. Every single person I hired was a criminal. Like, of course they lost their money. And you're coming at me trying to fuck up my reputation? I didn't do anything, but I just started this project, sold it to my fans, and hired a bunch of criminals. But you fucked up by not looking into it and not realizing I hired a bunch of criminals." And I felt like it was hilarious. It was actually very funny. I didn't know if Logan Paul was being serious or not. I thought it was a joke because he was saying, "You're trying to come at me and my character, but did you realize I hired criminals?" It was really funny. So I had my run-in with CoffeeZilla too. And that was an interesting situation because CoffeeZilla tried to make me feel like I was doing something bad by having a gambling partnership when every single person and their mother who has a following has a gambling partnership. It was pretty fucked up what happened, him coming after me for having a gambling partnership, because I gamble. That's like me having a fucking cigarette partnership at the time. I smoke cigarettes. Anyways, we can get on to that. Here we got Tekashi 6ix9ine calling. We're gonna put him on speaker. People can hear you right now, so just, you know, be careful what you say.
Are you on a podcast?
Yeah, you're on a podcast, but you personally cannot get any more canceled than you are. All right, so that was my one of my best friends, Tekashi 6ix9ine, which is crazy because I grew up or went in high school. Sal, do you remember how much I loved 6ix9ine?
Yes.
Like back when I was a brokie?
Mm-hmm.
I loved 6ix9ine. I loved him so much. And now that I'm older, you know, you fast forward 5 years later, and now it's like I'm best friends with 6ix9ine. It's pretty cool. I just, you know, I feel bad for the guy because he is super, super canceled. Super canceled. Like, most restaurants, hotels, you name it, he's not even allowed at my fucking building that I live in. And, you know, I own, like, $6 million in real estate here between three condos. And as a resident, I'm not allowed to have one of my best friends here. And it's pretty insane, but I think things are turning around for 6ix9ine. I don't really want to speak on this because I have no idea what's going on. But I think with this whole Gunna/Young Thug situation, I think this happening, whatever happened, I don't know what the fuck happened. I really don't want to speak on it. But whatever happened is definitely helping Danny 6ix9ine because there's people that are willing to work with him now because, before Young Thug and Gunna, nobody would work with him. He could offer any rapper. He would offer rappers that are actually his friends. I've offered, this is a while ago, a rapper that is actually his friend in real life, $1 million cash to do a song with him. The song's already made. All he has to do is, he had a song that sounded that he had a ghostwriter and ghost singer that the singer made his voice sound like this rapper that we offered $1 million to. And it was an amazing song.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And he couldn't do it. Imagine getting offered $1 million to make an insane song with your own friend and saying, no, I can't do it because of politics, I guess. But with whatever's going on right now, I don't know what's going on. I really can't speak on it because I don't have any knowledge on what's going on. But whatever's going on with rapper Gunna, it seems like it's helping 6ix9ine because it's looking good. As in, there you could be seeing an insane feature, 6ix9ine x someone who's really big, one of my favorite rappers in the world. We may be seeing that soon, which is very exciting. And I think Danny 6ix9ine very deserves this because he is a really good person at heart, and I think he does deserve to have people fuck with him again.
I think it's funny how much you like MasterChef. Like, people don't understand that you watch it from the second you wake up to as soon as you go to bed. Like, that's what we fall asleep to.
No,
people
I don't
get it.
But but when you say it like that, people think that I watch MasterChef all day and sit on the couch and watch it all day.
No, you watch it while you're at the gym. You watch it while you're in your, like, red light bed. You watch it while you do shit. But it's like we've gone through seasons of MasterChef in a short period of time. Well, and that's what inspired the video you're doing later.
Like, yeah. Well, it's easy for me to watch so much MasterChef because you wake up, you know, I'll give you guys my routine when I'm at home. Obviously, this routine's hard to do when I'm not at home. But when I'm at home, you know, you wake up and the order changes, but I'll just start it off. You have to lay on a PMF mat, which alkalizes your body. So you have like 32 trillion cells in your body, and then this mat, it costs like $4,000 or $5,000. It alkalizes your body, and yeah, so your entire body, it's not acidic, which is good because my good friend who's fucking whatever human biologist says that, you know, diseases and all this bad stuff, it forms in an acidic environment with low oxygen. So basically, I alkalize my body. That takes 30 minutes. And then I have my leg compressors on. That squeezes the lymph fluids out of my legs, which, again, helps with not getting diseases. And then while I'm doing that, I have a red light mask on. So that's like 30 to 45 minutes right off the bat. And then, like I was saying, in order for diseases or cancer to grow, it needs to be in an acidic, low oxygen environment. So then after that, I go on the bike, or I just lay down there for more, and I will suck down a whole thing of I have an oxygen chamber, so it's like 98% pure oxygen. So I'll just suck that down. That takes like 20-30 minutes, and then I have to do 15 minutes in the red light sauna bed, and then 20 to 30 minutes in the sauna, and then 3 to 5 minutes in the cold plunge. And then there's like cold plunge in the hot tub, cold plunge in hot tub. So 3 to 5 minutes in cold plunge. And then the hot tub can be anywhere between 10 to 30 minutes. And then after that is usually do 40 minutes cardio, 40 minutes cardio to an hour cardio. And then all that I just said, I'm able to watch MasterChef doing everything. Everything I just said, MasterChef. So it's like already 2-3 episodes right there, right? And then I work out the trainer, and then I may repeat the process, as in I might do if I'm not busy, might do the PMF mat again, might do oxygen again, might do red light, sauna, cold plunge again. And then those are all opportunities to watch MasterChef, because if I'm sitting there and just sitting there and watching TV, which I can do, I'm not trying to lie to you guys, but I'm able to do that. But I feel like a piece of fucking shit sometimes just sitting there and watching TV. You know, the only time I don't feel like a piece of shit watching TV is on like holidays, like the holidays that actually are fucking holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, shit like that. I feel comfortable sitting on a couch and not doing anything and just watching television. But I find myself trying to do, if I want to watch television, I found myself trying to do a lot of activities that benefit myself, my health, and my mental state. Because all the things that I named, especially cold plunging, it really helps with your, like, not only your physical appearance, because as far as I know, then this could be wrong, but this is what I think is true, is what I've been told, and I hope to God I'm not wrong, but something like the cold plunge, you can burn 500 fucking calories in 5 minutes. Isn't that crazy, Sel?
Yeah.
One time I offered you, remember I offered you a $35,000 purse to get in the cold plunge for 3 minutes?
Yes.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I don't need an expensive purse, and I didn't want to go in the cold plunge. It's pretty simple.
I know, but like, hop in water for 3 minutes and get a $35,000 purse. Doesn't that sound pretty nice or no? I think you're selfish and you're a piece of shit for that.
I was looking out for you. You don't need to buy another $30,000 bag when I have four of them. Like, and it was for no reason.
Okay.
Well, save it for Valentine's Day or my birthday or Christmas.
This Christmas kind of sucked, right?
This Christmas, I didn't get a gift, but having you in my life is a gift.
Thank you.
So it's fine, but yeah, no gifts.
This Christmas, I did not give anybody a gift. I did not buy one single gift besides, I bought one gift. Well, I bought a bunch of gifts for my dog, my co-host Donald. So I bought, and then I bought, so I have my driver / assistant / just my dude, lives in the building, his name's Nelson. Probably the hardest worker in the world. So I decided to give him a gift of, I gave him a Rolex to give to his wife because his wife's amazing. His wife watches Donald when we're out of town. And she really holds shit down for us when we're out of town. She'll feed my sharks. She'll obviously watch Donald, which Donald's super important to me. So yeah, he was the only gift I gave. I bought a Porsche to give to my parents. Because here's the fucked up thing about my parents is my parents are retired. They're not retired because they worked hard and saved money. They worked hard, but working hard doesn't mean you can save money. But they're retired because they have an amazing son that, you know. And my mom said, Dad needs a new car. She said that. Dad needs a new car. And her reasoning was, he doesn't like to put miles on the Lamborghini, and he doesn't like to put miles on his Corvette. And to me, that makes sense. And I felt like an asshole. I was like, okay, that makes sense. The location they live in a fucking beach house I bought for them. But if you want to drive to the grocery store, you want to drive anywhere, you're driving 10 miles plus there and back. And I get it. So I was like, you know what? I'm a dickhead. I'm in the wrong. Let's get them, you know, a Porsche 911. It's got the two back seats if they ever need to bring the dogs. It's a sports car. It's a, you know, Porsche 911 Carrera Turbo, whatever the fuck it was. And then I pull up to their house, and then I forgot I bought them a fucking four-door Range Rover. And it was just like one of those moments where it's like, don't spoil your kids because they'll become fucking monsters. And that's how I feel. I feel like I created monsters. If you look at I gave my mom an Amex, and it's like all my money in my bank account. I gave her, she has an Amex. And if you look at my mom's Amex spending, you will be disgusted. This bitch has no fucking control. It's disgusting. I remember going on the Amex and seeing her spend $3,000 fucking dollars on a dinner. And it's like, who are you to spend $3,000 fucking dollars on a dinner? Right? I'm looking at the cameraman. I'm not saying who are you. She obviously can do that, but you know, she can do whatever she wants because she's my mother. I don't care, but it's like, Jesus Christ. I created fucking monsters. And at the same time, I do not care. I just have to keep working hard so I can support my fucking disgusting mother's problems. She's got problems. She has issues. And it's a disgusting thing when someone when your mom says, hey, dad needs a new car, he doesn't want to put fucking miles on the Lamborghini and the Corvette. And, you know, I created monsters. Oh, and then on top of it, they have a fucking old Audi SUV, and they got me here, too. They said, what she said? She said something that he doesn't like to drive the Audi. It's too old. He feels poor in it. Whatever, she didn't say that, but that's basically what she was saying. And I felt for them, and, you know, I got the Porsche. So anyways, I ended up not giving them the Porsche because I pulled up, and there was a Range. I was like, I forgot. They have a fucking 2020 beautiful Range Rover, whatever the fuck it is, a Rogue or Evoque or whatever the fuck it is. Beautiful white interior, beautiful car, really new, low miles, beautiful car. So I didn't do it. I didn't get nobody presents. They're all fucking spoiled. They're all monsters. They're all fucking they're just disgusting. If I can post my mom's Amex bills below, I would love to, because you guys will literally throw up. It is gross. She gives so much goddamn money to fucking that Amazon. Sal, have I showed you my mom's Amazon spending?
Amazon is so easy to spend thousands of dollars on. No.
Yeah, my mom.
You can get anything on Amazon. You can get groceries.
I think she just likes to buy shit on Amazon that she doesn't even use, because I feel like you can't even spend this much money on Amazon. The money she spends on Amazon is disgusting. And then the dinner bills just are, we could stop talking about my mom, but between dinner and Amazon, it gets kind of gross. Like the lunches and dinner, I feel like she goes into the lunch place and is like, hey, everyone's tabs on me. Like, I swear it's come to that point. Because the dinner and lunch bills are getting ridiculous. Anyways, we can move on. My mom spoiled. My dad spoiled. They're pieces of shit, but at the same time, love them. They do whatever they want because they were good parents. That's the thing with them, is my parents were such good parents. Don't be a fucking dick to your kids, because you never know. They may be successful. Because if my parents were not, if me and my parents didn't get along, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that I would do a fraction of what I do for them now. Like if I had a terrible relationship and I don't know, I just feel like if they weren't such good parents, if they were fucking whatever, alcoholics or didn't pay attention to me, or I don't fucking know. I just know that they're good parents. If they weren't, then they wouldn't be getting the treatment they're getting. But you know, on the come up to my Steve Will Do It videos, making the drinking videos and everything throughout high school, everything, my mom was always, you know, the number one supporter. I remember at lunch, Selena, I don't know if you remember this, but in high school, my mom used to drop you off lunch like all the time, right? Like Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, all that.
And Skittles.
Skittles, everything. She was always there. Oh, and I was always able to skip school. I never had to go to school. She just like didn't care. I don't know why, but she wasn't like a bad, but she wasn't a bad mom. She just like kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Like we were cool. Like maybe she get that.
Mom. Like everyone would want to go, all the like boys would want to go to your house.
Yeah. I had the cool mom and you had the hot mom. I'd definitely rather have the cool mom than the hot mom.
Don't get me started on your dad, Steven.
It's fucked Nelson. Up. It's fucked up. Just shut the fuck up. I'm going to fuck your mom and come all over her face later just for that. Guys, I have no idea how I'm doing this podcast. So basically, doing a podcast once a week. It's a solo podcast. I mean, I have my co-host, but he's a dog. I didn't really think this whole co-host situation through. I was going to do a podcast with Bradley Martin. YouTube said that was not possible. So here I am by myself. I'm with my dog. He's a good co-host. He doesn't speak much. But anyways, new episodes every single week, audio only on Spotify. And also new episodes every week, video on Rumble. But yeah, new videos every single week. Steve Will Do It videos, rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. Maybe the podcast will be posted on my main channel, on my Rumble channel. I'm not sure. If not, but it's going to be videos on Rumble and audio only on Spotify. Guys, if you guys haven't tried Happy Dad, happydad.com/find. Find stores near you that carry Happy Dad. And yeah, this is something new for me. I think I really need this because I love podcasts. It's going to help me with my social skills. It's going to help me reach more people due to me being canceled. And yeah, I'm excited for this. If you guys could just support me, the first few episodes may be rough. I'm not the best speaker. I'm not the best talker just in general, just in life, socializer. But I think I could be successful at this if I continue to do it. And I think I can get better and better if you guys just bear with me and just stick with me through it. I think that later down in the road, we will have some good episodes. Mrs. Producer, you have anything to say? Free Top G or what? Pray for DeMar?
No.
Nothing?
I'm excited for your next few podcasts. I'm excited to listen to them.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I feel like I was saying a lot. I was like, Top G, DeMar, Bradley, Logan Paul,
It's your first one. You're just winging it.
Yeah, just winging it. I don't think I would be the best at interviewing random people. New people, I don't think I'll be the best on them unless I'm like super, super, super interested in them. Like super, like I could probably sit down here and interview Gordon Ramsay. Easy. I could interview like, let's see who else.
Dana?
Yeah, Dana, Gordon Ramsay. Dana White's kind of intimidating though. Even though he's like my good friend.
Yeah, you guys are homies.
We're homies, but like,
I feel like you just respect him so much.
He's fucking Dana White, dude. He's like the most baller boss ever. Okay, guys. We'll see you guys next week. I don't know when this is going to be uploaded. I have no idea. This is the first. We kind of winged it, but we'll see how it goes. I love you guys. And yeah, I'll see you next time.